Shukuraki lokasio.
Shukushika.
Haya shumikao.
Caroline, save your drama.
I don't need it.
For a soap opera. Hello, Diva. Save your drama.
I don't get it. Wahala.
What the heck was he saying?
No, his lyrics are funny.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year.
What's up, people?
It's your host, Matilda.
And Hadiza.
And you're listening to the Africa Lipso podcast. Everyone, happy new year. It's been a while. Welcome back to another episode of the Africa Lipso podcast. We are joined today by the host of the So Nigerian podcast. Hey guys.
Hi. We're so happy to be here. We're honored.
Honored. Excuse me.
No.
I don't know if everybody knows about Niger Pod Hub, right? They released a list of like top 50 Nigerian podcasts. I'm sorry, but you can't come here. We're not going to hype you guys up. And like, they were number 3 in the whole of Nigeria. So don't come here with humility. But can you guys like introduce yourselves? May we know you pretty much.
Hi, guys. Firstly, thank you so much for having us here. Like, we've listened to Africa Lipso podcast for a long time. You guys are also one of the pioneers of Nigerian podcasting, or podcast in Nigeria. And I am Dami Arus, host of So Nigerian Podcast. And with me, my co-host here, Isaac, come out. Where are you?
Say come out.
Guy, I wasn't hiding. I was waiting for it to finish. Hi, guys. I'm Isaac from So Nigerian Podcast. I'm happy to be here. Thank you guys for giving us this honorable platform.
Isaac sounds like a politician that is giving an honorable thank you
me,
for this opportunity.
Trust me, it looks like one.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Come on. Don't 2023 is coming, shall we? Don't know.
You mean election year?
Yeah.
Yes, now a politician.
This year is about to be wild on all the campaigns and everything. And Tinubu is running, so you know the vibes.
Please don't make us think about Nigeria right now. We are not here for Nigeria is a lot on
Aren't
us.
Aren't you guys called so Nigerian?
And I was just about to say, you're also in Nigeria. Well, how can you not think about Nigeria?
We don't have to just think about the popping side.
Huh? Exactly. They talk about the vibes.
Yeah.
Problem, no, they finish. So try and enjoy life.
That's fair. What did you guys do for Christmas? What did you guys do over the holidays? Was your December dirty?
Hey, I was outside. I think I fell sick once from like...
It was COVID!
I think it was COVID, It wasn't COVID. We didn't catch COVID in my family. We didn't catch COVID in my family.
No.
I'm very sure it wasn't COVID, but like probably because of like tiredness because of being outside so much. I went for like so many concerts and shows.
I'm sorry.
So
did I see you when you were
I barely slept.
Did we come in contact?
No, don't worry. It was just for like 2 days. Just minor flu. I was outside.
Said
too
minor
much.
Flu. So, okay. So many
minor
things.
Flu
yeah,
wasn't
I
COVID.
Did not.
Please don't. So basically, I was just outside a lot, you know, going for shows, waiting till 3 a.m. for artists to come and perform. They
Which one did you go for?
I went for Davido's show. Davido, you know, my goat is my favorite artist, you know. He came by 12:30. He was quite early, even though he was supposed to start by 8-9, but we can manage that one, you know. Went for Wiz on the Beach. Hey, brother. Brother came by 2:30. Well, it's okay. It's okay. It's risky, you know. It's okay. We managed that one. They went for Cavemen.
That's who they were late.
Cavemen wearing. They were kind of early, you know, 10, 11.
Okay, because I thought like Alter people did it differently. When were they meant to come out?
They were supposed to come out 8 or so. But then 10, 11, that's fair. That's fair. Fair
Wait,
enough.
So how is that fair? I also heard that this thing was expensive.
I don't think it was actually expensive. I think it was expensive for Cavemen. Not that like they're bad, but because
I think the ticket prices were what like Because, I mean, they've done well from last year.
Nah, so, that show, I mean, that show was really good.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, yeah. It was worth the price. It was worth the
top,
price.
Top two concerts I went for this year.
Definitely.
Oh, that's top two.
Yeah, live band. Top two. How many concerts have you gone to this year?
Well, he did say he went for Davido and Wizkid.
I went for six.
Just to get an idea.
Davido is number one, obviously. Yeah, Davido is one. His show was good. Put on the show.
What are you saying?
please, Adiza, let's go on, please.
I hear shade, but go ahead.
Don't mind them. That's what they do. They just hate. It's the Nigerian behavior. Let's go on.
Whatever makes you sleep at night.
But that sounds like you had a lot of fun, Sha. There was a lot that happened. It's funny because I was in Lagos as well this Christmas, but my December was so clean. And it was clean because I was scared. I was only in Lagos for 2 weeks and I was scared of catching COVID because you have to test before you come back, right?
Yeah,
so I was really, really, really paranoid. Like literally I was meeting people and telling them to do rapid tests before like we hung out and et cetera. I think I was doing too much, but I'm sure back and I was fine.
In Lagos, COVID, in Lagos in December, COVID is a myth.
Do you know how many people I know that went back for Christmas and caught COVID?
Do you know, like, the people that had COVID, you know, they didn't even know they had COVID. Like, they're just chilling.
But honestly, in Nigeria, I knew that COVID is a myth in Nigeria. Like, people were, like, literally saying, why are you wearing your mask? I don't have COVID.
How kind of peer pressure is that?
It was a lot of peer pressure.
Bro, bad people just call and be like, "Oh my bro, I tested positive COVID." Ah, guy, you too. Sorry, you.
And you see them out the next day, like they're literally like, "Oh, I have COVID," and then the next day on their snap, they are still at Wizkid's concert. And I'm so confused because the government is not even
this December.
Is the government even following up with people that are positive?
I don't think they check just anymore. I don't see the numbers. They don't update.
Just leave government to
vibes. That was what it was, but it was still so fun. But vibes.
Yeah, you know, we should always be in Lagos December.
No, it was fine.
And don't
be
like, and don't worry about COVID, please. Just
why do you say always... please? Not please.
Now you need to have fun.
Okay. Anyways, but I don't know if it's just me, but like every time I open my Instagram recently, like literally someone is getting married. And I don't know if it's cause like maybe in 2020, like when the pandemic happened, like a lot of people couldn't get married or something like that. So then it led to like so many weddings happening in 2021 and like 2022. But I don't know
Where was that sigh? What was that sigh for?
Who, me? No, please, I want Matilda to finish, but I want to express my frustration at this situation.
But I think even if anybody listens to our podcast, like throughout last year, we're just like, yet another one of our friends is engaged. It's just happening so fast. And it's funny because I was telling Hadiza, I thought our generation had moved past marriage.
So that they've left you behind on the nobody informed us as
nobody
to what
informed
the plan was.
Us. I thought we were all saying, you know, marriage is like an outdated concept. We no longer ascribe to that. And then all of a sudden everybody's like, you're by yourself.
Everybody's at home cuddling with their fiance.
Is it COVID? Mm. What happened?
Man, lockdown period did a lot of, you know, people were in lots of talking stages, you know, started thinking about actually getting married with, you know. So lockdown, I think COVID too, you know, COVID has just put everything in this world. I just it impacted this world a lot.
Said it did not happen to me.
No, I'm not. I'm like, when we were at the talking stage during COVID, what was I doing?
You're probably doing don't rush, slow touch.
Yeah, you killed me.
I'm late to a doing talking stage. Yeah, you were doing. No,
but for real.
But I mean, like, I actually do understand because, like, when did I finish uni? This last year, I went for like three of like people that
your mates.
Not long ago. How many years ago did I finish? Like, bro. And then three of my mates, like my classmates. You know, I went for three. Three?
Are people trauma bonding? You know, COVID was a traumatic time. Maybe people are just bonding over trauma. You guys, this is a real thing. No? You should be careful.
Nah.
But yeah, I kind of wanted us to delve into marriage so that we can really understand why. Because I think Hadiza said this on the podcast before. You said you feel like people do it just because of tradition and like the expectations. Mm-hmm. But I guess this is a moment to just like kind of reflect on like exactly like why we're doing it and see if it's still like a valid concept. It's also kind of like a support group because we are at the age where we're also starting to get like pressured about getting married as well, and just talk about like societal pressure.
Did they pressure you?
Oh no, if I got money for the amount of times people brought up marriage when I went home,
in Nigeria?
It was aunties, it was uncle, like there was literally nobody. My grandpa said I should not marry a white person.
I've had someone tell me that before. But why though? Did you ask him why?
He said, don't forget they have different values.
For real. My mom is always like, oh, don't, you know, if you marry a white woman now, I would like speak Yoruba to her.
What if she's not a black person from?
I'm just saying, like she's like, okay, yeah, she can manage. She obviously can do it in Nigerian, but then like other values and culture and some similar things, like oh, how would they cook together?
Okay, so they mean white figure. Figuratively. Do they mean white basically, as a figure of speech, like as in everyone who's not Nigerian?
Yes.
Or white as in like
that's why I understand Matilda's, you know, like oh, okay, our grandpa was literally saying, you know, not somebody that, you know, we are supposed to be eating eba, she's serving us something else, you know, that kind of
when you see white people is like, you know how their perception about like the Western.
They mean every Western person.
They say
mean,
Western
like,
person,
other races,
not like,
literally.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's what
I also think. I also think marriage here in Nigeria. Oh, Nigerian culture is very traditional, very very conservative. You know, they kind of like believe in marriage so much. You know, so and as a man, I will even lie to you. It's not as much as, you know, the female gender. You know, the pressure that comes on the man is not as much as, obviously it gets to the point at a certain age, where they start to pressure the man. But bruh, for like, see, immediately woman is already like 300 level or like second year in uni, they're already like, that boy I saw you working with, you know, they're already, you know, dropping jokes and making some comments that you just start making, you know, a woman feel uncomfortable and, you know, like the pressure just starts setting. So like it must be very tough for you guys.
Honestly,
that they've been telling me since I was 16.
Okay, that's different. It's your grandma, right?
No, my grandma. I mean, you know, nobody can pressure me at this point again.
Why?
No, because if they've been telling you since you were 16 and I'm still, you know, chilling, there's no amount of pressure again. I've heard it all.
It's funny because my parents are not those people, but even this holiday, we're having like just a family conversation and my dad dropped it and he said it was a joke, but he said take that joke and think about it. So it wasn't a joke then.
Yeah, it just reminds me of like this common joke like my mom usually throws at my older sisters. It's just like, or maybe if my mom just like, or if my sister's kind of like rude or something, like, is that the way you do to your husband? Something like that, you know, like just something like all those kind of jokes. Don't worry, it's very particular about Nigerian parents. Like, so that's what you do to your husband's family. Like when you get, they're already like, oh, using styles to just make those jokes and like comments and everything. So it'd be like that sometimes.
I don't want to ascribe it to feminism or anything, but there's a thought process where those jokes aren't so funny because it's almost like they raise women to be wives. And that like literally everything you are doing is to prepare you to be a wife. So I guess let's actually backtrack and take it to like the concept of marriage in our culture. Why marriage, first of all? Why do people get married, I guess?
Like, what's the meaning?
I
think in the past, I think people get married for like social status or benefits within cultures, like kind of combining assets and stuff like that of different like families.
Yeah. I was doing some research about this whole topic and like a lot of the research is about like, you know, white Western cultures and stuff, but I think I still see it in our culture. But it wasn't till like the 18th or 19th century that the idea of marrying for love became a thing. Before, it was kind of like foolishness to actually, like, it's not that love didn't exist, but it was looked at as a thing of use. And then when you're now ready to marry, it's about practicality. It's about...
Did they say it was foolishness to marry for love?
Yeah, they used to actually think it was it was a threat to marriage as an institution, kind of, because they looked at love as such a fickle thing. Like, we're marrying to form alliances and, like, you know, expand the workforce.
That's particularly with the older generation. I'm never going to lie. You know, they look at all other factors before.
Our parents' generation...
I'm never going to lie. If you actually do ask some of like the older generation, love was like the fifth thing. Like some of them have get married before love. You know, some of them had arranged marriages. You know,
they don't say you love in the marriage.
My parents' generation arranged marriage in Nigeria. Southern Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. Arranged marriage still goes on in southern, eastern, northern, everywhere in Nigeria. It's just that, you know, there's a kind of like
wife for you. I'll be worse.
Obviously, like there's a way they do it this time. Yeah, you can't just be like, oh, can you remember? let me just use Matilda's name. Can you remember Matilda? You people used to play when you were small. She just graduated from law school. Let's go to our mother's house. You get that kind of pee. That's how they, you know.
Wait, you go to your mother's house and that's how you pull Mary off. Is that what you're
saying? No, they tried to set you guys up. But that's not really arranged marriage.
That's different from arranged marriage. Yeah.
They're not forcing you or anything. They're just suggesting.
No, they're just setting you up.
Suggesting with force. You know that one is possible. There's an in between. They could suggest with force.
But it's still a suggestion.
But it could still come with force.
I don't know.
Oh, well. But then, you know, all those kind of things, like, you know, that older generation, they look at it, say, okay, marriage used to be like a kind of pinnacle of someone's life achievements. Like, it used to be like, okay, that person is married, dude. And then people are like, congratulations. Oh, God, it used to be like, kind of like life achievement to them. But, you know, with time goes on in our generation now, some people could care less.
But it's like now that
we care a lot.
Now that we've taken, you know, the responsibility, marriage to elevate or to form like alliances between families. Now that we've taken that out of the picture, because like, you know, men and women can work now. And like, I mean, most times when you are marrying people, it's usually within the same social class. What really, I mean, they say love, but then you can love without marriage, right?
Companionship. Yeah. We're living in an increasingly lonely world.
But you can have companionship without marriage, can't you?
Yeah, but forced companionship, because if you're married, the person has to accompany you. We're living in a world where people are getting lonelier by the day. Sorry, I'm just talking.
I get that. No, go ahead.
The way you slid into with all the... Don't worry, just go on.
Is this personal?
I'm joking. I'm playing around. But I think people might get married because of loneliness, honestly.
Or maybe procreation. Have you actually tried procreation? Maybe they want to have kids. People actually want to.
I haven't tried it.
I'm saying like some people actually do want to have kids, and you know the Nigerian culture, people don't like to have kids out of wedlock, you know, the older generation. But now you can have kids out of wedlock. But then you know that kind of shame of, oh, she's not even married, but she gave birth. When are you gonna get, you know, the way these aunties be talking, but then
so then it's know, still a societal too. Pressure then.
I agree with that.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, trying to understand the logic of marriage.
Yeah, the logic. Because when I was watching this YouTube video and they were asking, like, you know, why does marriage exist? Especially because I think when the institution was created back then, like, the reasons for it are kind of not valid right now. So marriage, the only real reason that marriage exists today is, he said it's, sorry, I wrote it down. Give me a second. I found it wild. Okay, yeah, he said marriage exists to put high and costly obstacles in the way of splitting up. So, like, marriage makes for a way that your lives are so entangled legally as well that there's just so much cost to, like, splitting up. So there's much more at stake. First of all, you've gathered so many people to come and celebrate and witness you guys like becoming a union. So first of all, there's the embarrassment, and then there's also the fact that like
this is a Nigerian YouTuber, please.
No, it wasn't. It's generally disgracing though. Think about it. You get like 1,000 people to come and celebrate with you, 200, whatever. And then within a year, you guys have split up and it's over like a small thing. Do you get? So like it makes you rethink those smaller things that you'd have left a relationship for. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And then also that legally, there's so many things. Like if you guys weren't married and you were living together and you were sharing things, you both of you would find a way to like, you know, split things up. But once you are legally bound, you are like entitled legally to like the things that are actually of the other person and etc. Do you get? It just puts so much more obstacles.
But what if it's also because like let's say married couples, like they say children fare better when they come from a two-parent household versus one, but and marriage kind of creates that
you can co-parent without being married.
Yeah, but it's you know, it's a little better if it's a two-parent. That's just what the research says anyways, that kids do better when they're from a two-parent household versus one and stuff like that. So you know, like I think marriage as an institution, if anything, is also still protecting that. And don't forget, we still live in a time where religion is still a thing. Religion hasn't completely gone away.
Yeah.
Why did you like, say we still live religious. In a time where religion is still a thing? Do you think there's a time that religion will not be a thing?
I think we're getting there.
Sorry.
Really?
I don't think we're getting there.
I'm sorry.
In the world, we're actually getting there.
Oh,
I think there's a wave of. I won't say it's, well, let's say it isn't, but like there's this wave that is coming slowly.
I don't think you understand how powerful religion is, because if you do, you won't say religion is good anytime soon.
It's like saying the Pope will disappear. But like still, but for real though, like I still think that, I think religion, as long as religion still exists, I think marriage as an institution will exist.
That's fair. That's true. So you feel like people are getting married also because of religion?
Religion then?
Because
and
religion
also...
Religion says it's the thing to do.
Yeah, religion and kids.
Okay. Yeah, aside religion, kids, love, whatever. Some people get married because they arrange alliances, you know. It's kind of like, you know, you join two people.
Do people still do alliances?
I think it's only the rich people, to be honest. I'm so convinced that they say rich people literally don't get married for love. That's stupid.
Imagine when they say rich people, as in, give an example of which rich
person. No, I don't mean
that.
Rich people. I mean wealthy people. Like, don't you, those northern people...
Every time
they say they are getting married to someone, it's usually another person from a stinkingly wealthy country.
They are gatekeeping the wealth.
Yeah, that's literally what they're doing.
So have you watched? Did you guys watch this YouTube gatekeeping the wealth?
No, gatekeeping.
But did you guys watch this show, The Men's Club? It was kind of like YouTube web series. So
I've heard of it.
There's this guy.
Yeah.
So some of our listeners, I'm very sure some of you guys listen to The Men's Club. So I can't remember the name of the character yet, but the guy that wears the hat, you know.
Aminu?
So he was supposed to, not Aminu, other guy.
Apologies.
The rich guy from rich family. The other rich guy, the rest of the average. Just Aminu and that rich guy. So that guy, he was from a rich family. So I think he loved someone else. But then his mom was trying to make him marry something so that like the family of the daughter was trying to like make them marry each other so that, you know, they could, I think, have a deal. The companies could secure a deal or something. I think that was like the deal for the two companies was, you know, tied to their marriage, that kind of P. So obviously like movies are made out of, you know, stories that happen in real life. So, you know, for it to be in a movie, I'm sure it happens in real life. So like that kind of thing, like they needed to merge the companies together. I think one company was dying, so like the marriage was always going to secure the company and save the company's future. So like there was a lot of pressure on the guy to marry her, even though he didn't love her, but he needed to save his dad's company, blah blah blah, you know how it goes. So that's what I mean by like arrange alliances, you know, they kind of like needed to join forces together. That can't be.
Yeah, it definitely still happens, but I feel like it's definitely the wealthy. And I'm sorry, but I can't relate.
The commoner has been married for love.
My mom wants me to marry for love. we don't have any company to continue building, so it's fine. But yeah, no, I think it definitely still happens. But I guess it begs the other question, because, okay, so then we love marriage as a culture. And I understand, because, like, we also believe, like, family is the strongest, like, unit, and, like, we prioritize family, and the only way that can continue kind of is through marriage. I understand that. Mm-hmm. My mom also mentioned that, like, it's for, what did she say? She says survival, because it's, like, survival. The other person would have something that you don't have, and, like, you guys kind of, like, complement each other. I see the benefits and everything, but I also see the cons. But, okay, our culture now believes that you must then stay in the marriage regardless.
Wait, hold on. I need to say this thing now. Yeah.
What?
Relating to our culture, you know, this thing of, oh, maybe, you know, procreation obviously is continue the family, like you said. Mm-hmm. Now imagine all these, you know, things. And do you know one thing about our culture? Yeah. If a man leaves his wife on the basis of, oh, the woman is infertile, you know, she couldn't bear me kids after 8 years of marriage, so he leaves the wife. Mm-hmm. And Nigerian culture actually, like, you know, they don't see anything wrong in that, you know?
Really?
Like, probably, like, old generation, you know, older generation, they actually, like, say, okay, the wife couldn't, you know, bear two kids for him, so, like, blah, 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 and then he had to leave her and get another wife that, like, so, bro, even in movies, where the mother-in-law will bring another wife for the
guy. I guess then it's kind of in line with, like, their thought process, because if their thought process is that marriage is because they want you to procreate. And I think that's actually why there's more of a pressure on women, because they think about, like, first of all, women's body clock or whatever. Is it body clock they call it? Time clock? Body clock? Body clock.
Biological clock.
Biological clock. That's what I was thinking. Sorry. Women's biological clock. It's body count and biological clock. Sorry.
No. Okay.
So, women's biological clock. So I think that's why they start pressuring women much earlier.
Yeah.
But I feel like they eventually still pressure men. But I think it's kind of in line. They believe that the primary reason for marriage is procreation. So if you're not able to procreate, what are you doing there, kind of thing?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah, actually.
It kind of makes sense.
Kind of sucks also. Because it's like in a society that really values women for their ability to procreate, if you can't, then, like, you know, how does society see you and stuff like that? In Nigeria, Nigerian society.
I think that kind of goes back to the importance of the question we should always ask, like, why is there so much of a pronunciation on, like, marriage in our culture? Like, what is the importance of marriage? And, like, when you understand that it's for procreation and all of that, I think you start to understand where those other pressures come from. Because it's not really about marriage. It's about what marriage means to them. Do you get what I mean?
I feel like, older generation or the culture, Nigerian culture, they see marriage as a crowning glory. Not just for a woman, but for most women, for everybody actually, they see it as a crowning glory. That's why I said it's like a pinnacle of achievement.
In what
of
way?
Of someone's
bro?
Life achievement,
Maybe their parenting skills.
You know, this list coming like, and he's not even married yet. Or, you don't marry.
I don't know. I don't think it's just, like, from the older generation. I think even till now, like, in the office setting sometimes you can't hold, like, some managerial positions if you're not married, because they just feel like marriage comes with some responsibility. Like, you're a responsible man if you are married.
But that's dumb. There's so many married men that are so irresponsible.
Honestly, Matilda and Adiza, you've acting like probably because you guys don't stay in Nigeria, because these things, you see it every day, man. Like, even like, if you're a single guy at my workplace, you can just see other married people at the workplace. You just be like this Happy New Year now, as we were telling each other Happy New Year at work, you know, like, ah, this year you have to bring your wife, who, you know, those kind of comments, you know, those kind of things. And some people, all those kind of comments start making you want to actually look for a wife, even though you feel like you're not married yet. You don't need to get married yet.
Yeah,
like,
you're not at that place. Yeah.
But because of, you know, those kind of pressure from people, peer, society, everybody, workplace. Family pressure, workplace pressure. Everybody's telling you, go and, you know, marry. Ah, this year, bring somebody. Who are you talking to? Like, me and my mom should jokingly ask me, where, like, all this kind of, I'm always like, oh, there's someone in mind. Like, that's what I always say.
Even
like,
if there's no one in mind.
You get
why are you lying?
It's just like, just end that talk, you know. It's just it's a very good thing. And then it's like, why will I see her now? Mom, you are taking things slow. That's kind of thing. Just to shut it up. Like that. Those are the things that you say to just, you know, keep the people off, you know.
But does the pressure get to you?
Me? I don't know. It doesn't get to me. Probably because, number one, age is on my side right now. Mm-hmm. And
wait till you're 27. It's all over, Jackie.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, yeah. Age is on my side right now. And, you know, the gender factor. There's a gender factor in marriage.
Yeah.
So, in the Nigerian culture, it's much more difficult for you.
I think there's pressure on men in Nigeria. Like, there's pressure on men to marry. But it's not so heavy. Like, sometimes when you're telling men to marry, like, it's just very passive. Like, well, when are we going to see her or something? But, like, for women, it's like, from where you're, like, women, 21.
Like, you can't even say hello to grandma. We have grandma saying.
Without grandma. Without grandma.
No, for real, you guys. Legit.
There was this time I saw my teacher from high school. Wow. I was going to work very early. And, like, she asked me, how are you? How's work and everything? Then the next thing she asked about my sister. She didn't ask where my sister was working. Next thing was, is she married? Like, that was the first thing she asked about my sister. And it was in my mind, I'm like, why did you ask me about work? And why did you ask about why? Just don't know me that all. Society.
See, these little kind of things, like, I feel like if you guys actually reside in Nigeria, like, this thing is ongoing as a young person, like, they're constantly reminding you. So, I used to do this thing before, where I used to make Twitter funny jokes, you know, like, you wake up in the morning, no good money text, ha 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 ha, you're single to stupor. You know, these kind of things. And then a lady came into my DMs, like, typed out a whole lot of things, like, I feel like, yeah, the problem is that maybe that woman or that lady, she has been pressured lately about, like, marriage or anything. And maybe, or she just had a failed relationship that she thought she was going to marry the person. So imagine you now come online, so okay, maybe like a distraction or a getaway. And then you start seeing all this kind of passive joke. Somebody's trying to crack joke, but then it's getting to that person, you know, just, so she, you know, kind of like explain. And I actually like, cause I learned on Twitter, you know, I learned a lot on the internet. So I really like saw a point of view, and I actually like stopped Twitter about all those kind of things because you don't know what some people are going through. Some people actually want to get married, but maybe it's not easy to get married. It's not easy to find somebody to marry you.
Yeah, sure.
If as a man, as a woman, as anybody, look, and then imagine you now come and, you know, you are seeing that kind of pressure too from jokes. You're single to stupor, you know, these kind of things, blah, blah, blah. Even in church, like, Nigerian pastors can't make it.
Not
a prayer point, start saying.
When you say,
you're like,
are you single again this year? Go for Shiloh.
Even like church, everywhere, the pressure is there. So I don't know how you guys are not feeling that as much as those of us that, even a conductor, bus conductor, self, all those that little comments, say, you never get, like, I say, you never get picky, never marry.
Really?
Like,
no way.
Yeah.
If I was Nigerian, I'd be wearing a wedding ring around because that's kind of annoying.
You can fool the strangers, but you can't fool your family.
No, but it's the strangers I need to fool. My family, I can talk to them. Like, strangers.
Can
like,
you?
Yeah, like,
see,
I just tell them.
You get tired.
You get tired of explaining.
I think
promise
it depends
you
on who which family shall, because the family that's around me, I don't think they'll be pressuring me. Like, okay, my nuclear family, I'm just grateful to God that they don't pressure me. The extended family, isn't that once in a while you talk to them? You say, okay, there are no good people. Simple. Anyways, last time I just said there's nobody that makes sense around me, and that was all. I was like, do you guys want me to marry and get divorced? No? Okay.
But on that though, the truth is, I feel like there is such an emphasis on marriage and not really an emphasis of the quality of marriage.
Yeah.
Because, shout out to Queen Rafi. She's a podcaster as well. I saw a tweet from her recently and she was saying, unpopular opinion, people who have happy marriages hardly pressure other people to get married because they know how much work it requires. And I feel like we have less of a conversation in our culture about, like, why we should be getting married and how to make a marriage work. And I put work in quotes because, like, that means different things for different people. But, like, all we are thinking of is, like, that wedding and that happiness. And I think it's a worldwide thing. But then the actual marriage, you are going to have to do it, like, supposedly for the rest of your life. And I also feel like they say, like, the divorce rate and everything in our culture is very low. But the rate of unhappy marriages...
I'm also going to, in addition to what you're saying, Matilda, so, like, I even saw one, like, little, when I was doing kind of research on the topic, just about, like, people that are not married, 42%, monogamous marriages, 39.3%, polygamous marriages, 9.75%, informal union. You know, they are not married, though, not just D. People are just, people just D, 0.85%. Divorced and separated, 2%. And I'm like, how? 2%. But then when you now think about it, yeah, it all comes back to, you know, especially like, when you said unhappy marriages, yeah, that people that are going through physical abuse, domestic violence, especially women are going through domestic violence since they're married, like a lot of women. But then there's a lot of like untold pain that they'll have to go through. And then when they calculate all this coupled with family pressure and their kids and everything, they just stay back in that sinking ship. Why? You know, and funnily enough, yeah, I always respect women, yeah, that someone the courage to leave those kind of marriages in Nigeria, regardless of what people say. And when you even take, okay, if a woman should go to an average police station, average Nigerian police station, yeah, and say, my husband, he beats me, they're just laughing, you know, get order for your family, may you go call, they will just laugh it off, you know, there's nothing police rather have little to contribute to that story. Or most women in Nigeria might rather go and tell the Olori Ebi of the family, somebody on the family, come and settle beef, or pastor.
Oh, the pastor, husband,
you
know,
pastor, come and talk. Oh, pastor, do, like, you're unhappy, you're not happy. If you have to leave, like, you get.
But to be honest, I feel like we talk about, you know, those extreme, and they're very, very valid. Those are situations where you definitely need to leave. But I think there's unhappiness too that has less to even do with like beating, like, or violence, yeah, or stuff like that. There's like just two people that literally don't gel together, don't have any kind of love for each other and everything. And I think, yeah, it's one thing to say, okay, I didn't marry for love, but like you should still have a level of like understanding. Like there's some people that are married, like in the older generation, that they might not be separated, but they're barely cohabiting. Like they're barely married, but they're just keeping the married name to say our family stay together.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying perfectly, but then it's just a lot, man. I can't even lie.
I think Nigerians anyways need to start asking questions as to like, what exactly does marriage like mean to us, and like, why are we doing it? And I think it would make it better. Because if you, someone that gets married just for pressure, I feel like it's already set, it's a setup for failure already from the beginning.
And you know the funny thing, they'll do everything in their power to try and like keep the marriage going on. You know, that's why courtship is very important, you know.
But not then, courtship.
When you're pressured, like, I mean, I believe in courtship, but I'm never going to lie. Like,
what's the difference between courtship and dating?
It's similar, but then I think courtship kind of like, moves, like moving in together, like all those kind of things.
So it's courtship similar with the intention of marrying versus dating is just dating. Is that the difference or no?
But you can date with the intention of marriage, I mean, right?
People that date without the intention of marrying, they're just kids, so they're just playing with themselves, because well, you're grown men, like, well, we should be mature. Let's think about the future. Except if you guys are not interested in, you know,
they do say some people should actually, that you should date, and if it, okay, I think there's two different like thought process. Schools of thought, yeah. So because some people say that you shouldn't always carry this I'm dating with the intention of marriage on your head, because it makes you put up with like a lot of rubbish in a relationship.
That's why I say cut sheep.
I thought that if you were actually dating with the intention of marriage, then you'd actually, your eye would be open even more, because marriage is your end goal. So you're like actually looking at the person like, okay, like you're not making sense, because I need somebody that can be my husband. Do you get, versus like dating, you're just like, kind of thing. I would think the opposite actually, but.
But dating is like you're dating someone for, I don't know, for companionship and stuff, and like to, it's kind of like, you know, marriage is the end goal and everything, but you're not dating for marriage. Like some people literally, like they're with someone and they're like, nah, this is my husband already. And then it makes you put up with like so much more.
Interesting. I think if I was saying somebody was my husband, I'd actually make sure that there's less to put up with, if that makes sense.
But once you start saying this person is my husband, I actually think sense goes out of the window almost.
I think to a certain extent.
Like, okay, someone that you've already said, oh, this is my husband, comes and like, maybe like, I don't want to say cheats on you, but maybe they have like something that you feel like is a minor, I don't know. is a minor thing, but like in the grand scheme of it, it could be a bigger thing. But instead of you to actually analyze it properly, because you're like, this is your husband or whatever, you try to work on it rather than be like, no, there's actually other fish in the sea.
Are they my husband yet, or is it we're still cutting to marriage? Because if we're still cutting to marriage, then they're not my husband if they're actually messing up like that. Do you get, like, I don't know, like, I just think that, for me anyways, the way I see it is, if I was like, I'm looking for a husband, like, I will actually screen way, like, it will be like a tougher screen than like, and I think if
that's why I feel like, you know, courting is, you know, move things like moving in together, you know, seeing each other's family, actually hanging out with each other's family before, you know, getting married, those kind of things. Because like,
would your Nigerian parents be cool with you moving in with someone before you get married?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's funny because like a lot of people say it's not a Nigerian thing, but in my research, actually some cultures that also, I don't know where the Piri people are from, but when I was reading, they said like in the Piri culture, it's somewhere in Nigeria, the men actually move in with the women about like 4 months before marriage, and they like cohabit, and sometimes they can even have kids. So it kind of is part of our traditional, like, I don't know. Never mind, go ahead.
Because I actually do understand them, because like, me personally, I don't think I can get married without like spending at least living 1 year before. Like, before I think of, okay, proposing to my, I feel like we need to like live together for like 6 months to a year at least, you know, because like minor things, that like build up to bigger things in into marriage. Like, obviously, like, what makes a marriage perfect is the imperfections or tolerance ability sometimes, so something like, okay, let's take for example, she presses toothpaste from the middle. I like to put my toothpaste from the ash. She likes...
Not the ash.
She's... I'm a very, very loomy person in the morning. Well, she's a very loud person. Like, she likes music, likes like do morning routines. She likes the curtains up in the morning and everywhere bright. I like it dark and loomy. You know, like, those kind of things, like, you know, it should just be annoying. You spend the rest of your life with this person, though. Like, do you really want to... Do I really like my toothpaste being pressed from the middle for the rest of my life? Those kind of things. So, like,
why don't people just get different toothpaste?
You guys, no. But I actually thought of something. Imagine, okay, you told your mom this is someone you want to marry. They ask you why you didn't marry the person. Oh, she presses toothpaste from the middle.
Obviously, like, I'm just giving an example. But other things,
you know, that actually breaks up some marriages. But I think it has more to do with the fact, you know, that, like,
from toothpaste, you remember what she did? She just annoyed that money. You go and cheat.
Okay, what?
Hold up.
Nigerian man, calm down.
Oh my God. Actually, this spawns a question in my mind. If you were getting married, you guys, do you think cheating is a reason to end the marriage?
I mean, yes.
In Nigeria, Nigerian culture, cheating is not...
It's not enough
for divorce in Nigerian culture, like Nigerian settings. But some people actually do take the bold step and, you know, end things. But like most Nigerian marriages, cheating is just a minor... They'll say it's...
Cheating by women?
A minor setback.
Cheating by the women?
You see one thing about Nigerian men, They don't like to take their own medicine. So, you know, it's actually very... The way they will see is from the other side, if a woman should cheat, you know, should be labeled different kind of names. She's a prostitute, I cannot marry, my name, this. But if it's the man on the other side, you start hearing things like...
He's a man. What were you doing?
The woman is a man, Or you ain't satisfying him. Yes, you do not keep your husband.
I think it has something to do with the fact that, like, polygamy isn't too far into our history. Like, my grandpa had like 3 wives and stuff like that. So do you think that the tolerance for like men cheating is almost like an acceptable, like, our culture has accepted that polygamy was normal, but then, I mean, he now decided to stay with only you, but then, you know, it's still in their nature almost.
That's a good question.
So you can come again?
Nigerian men.
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. No, I said, like, do you think that the acceptance of men cheating in marriage has to do with the fact that we're not too far removed from when polygamy was like widely accepted.
Because
like a lot of our grandparents were like polygamous. Like,
yeah, so there are like 14 states in Nigeria right now that accepts like accepts polygamous, you know. And most of them are governed by Sharia law. So I don't know if you know about Sharia law.
No, but I think I think polygamy is acceptable under customary law in all states, no? Because okay, so there's like the league, like there's what they call it? There's statutory law, I think that's what it's called. I don't know. There's like There's law. I don't know how to explain, but there's also customary law. Mm-hmm. And I think under customary law in Nigeria, you're actually allowed to marry. Like, that's why you hear a lot of men, like, you hear, oh, he married another wife outside. Even in, like, Nollywood movies, which are generally from the South. They didn't marry them, like, under, like, law. They married them, like, they went to their village and they did a traditional marriage, but it's still kind of like legally binding under customary law. Do you get? It's a weird thing. Nigeria practices two different types of law, I guess. But yeah.
See, what is your law is confusing me, but then I get your gesture. But then all the different types of marriage and everything. One thing about polygamous marriage is that it being widely accepted at the same time of like, okay, how should I put it here? Sorry, you know, polygamous marriage, it kind of similar to like open marriage, but then open marriage isn't accepted. But then when they say, okay, well, this person is cheating,
wait, Isaac has an opinion. Isaac, did you say no?
Yeah, I don't. Open marriage is different from polygamy because open marriage is both sides, like the man can go out to cheat, to sleep with other people, the woman can go out with other people, but polygamy is polygamous, like it's just the man.
It's just the man.
Polygamy is one-sided.
Usually,
So when is it the woman?
That's polyandry, I think.
That's polyandry. But it's not accepted in Nigeria.
Yeah, it's not.
Are you serious?
But to be honest, I've heard so many, like, our grandparents, what they do is, like, women are, like, almost, like, serial monogamous. Like, if the man just does rubbish, they leave. Like, they used to leave. Like mad.
Which grandparents? As in our great grandparents or our grandparents?
I know of so many grandparents, like grandmothers, that like they were married to different men in their lifetimes. They just weren't married to different men at once. Do you get what I mean?
Listeners, Nigeria. Is this true?
Matilda.
Are these shocked too?
No, I'm shocked though. This thing I've seen. I've never seen that before.
Isaac, you've seen it too.
No, I've seen stories. No, it's not about, like, I've just seen stories in Twitter that they say, oh.
Maybe it's Yoruba culture. I don't know. I've heard a lot. And I actually personally know of a lot as well. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Women power.
Are you guys, Adiza and Matilda, are you guys against polygamous marriage?
Should I go?
Yeah, you could go.
Yeah, I am. It's absolutely terrible. Like, I just think it's a bad idea. Like, I have rarely seen polygamous marriages go well. In fact, I have this theory that the only way polygamous marriages can work is if the women in the polygamous marriage are bi.
My best friend. Oh, bi. Okay.
I have this theory. But,
like Matilda's one of best friends.
Or best friends.
No, I told you guys, like, on Snap, was it Instagram Reel or something? Like, I've been seeing a lot of those women that are like, oh, we're best friends and sister wives or something like that. It's like, it's literally a thing.
Man, I'm not going to lie, you. I don't mind polygamous marriage.
How would you mind?
What? Isaac is shocked.
Isaac, would you?
Polygamy is stress on the man's side, to be honest. Like,
I think it's stress to everyone.
Feel like it's not stress with proper planning.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what the men always say.
Which plan do you want to plan, guys?
Dami, walk us through the planning.
You know, you have timetables, you have, you know, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail.
I honestly feel like what it is that I don't think I'm actually against the idea of polygamy, but I just feel like it's not practical in our world today. Like, I think our world is structured at least today, for
we are smarter.
You can barely even afford to have one wife. Do you get, like, the economy is hard. Like, when I see people having more than three children nowadays, I'm just like, you must be over rich. Do you get? And, like, even like abroad, for example, like, I guess I'm speaking from abroad, but honestly, I've heard even in Lagos, for example, like, having a single income family is not even, like, practical, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you get? Like, it's hard. So how does one man,
like, even if I'm rich, I'm having three kids. Like, I want to enjoy my own money.
Exactly.
Like, I want to travel.
Now you want to satisfy two women or three women or four. It's just, it kind of doesn't make sense.
I think in our time now, polygamy is like synonymous to traditional rulers. Like all these wealthy.
Yeah, to like all these wealthy men. You see, these wealthy old men, those are the ones that like indulge in polygamy. Nah, you really see like a young educated person here actually be in a polygamous marriage, you know. And then it also comes back to like proper form of formal education, Western education. You know, we know better. We know family planning. They do not know. They did not know family planning.
It was a blessing, you know, to actually have more kids and everything.
Yeah.
But in the world now, we're overpopulated. Like, Nigeria is overpopulated. Like, there's no longer
people who
are multiplying.
I don't even want to. I legit want to, like, the older I get, I want to enjoy life more. So, like, I would, like, now come and be worrying about my wife.
Wait, Dami, why have
people.
You changed your...
No, I was joking about polygamy. Okay. Like, I just need the love of my life, that's all.
Oh, shit.
I thought you already had a plan.
Love of my life and one kid, if possible, man, but or two, max. It depends on my woman.
Yeah. Dami's wife, are you out there? Oh, shit. But... I guess it goes back to this concept of like marriage for love as well. Do you guys believe that that's where it's at? Like, do you think love is the end all? I think, anyways, I ask this question because
love
I feel
still,
like...
Love is still a fickle thing for marriage.
Exactly. Love is not enough. I think that the reason for like such a high rate of divorce, I don't know. I'm not married. Again, I think we forgot to give this disclaimer at the beginning. We're approaching this conversation from the point of view of like people that are not married. But I feel like...
So if you guys are listening and you're married, you can drop your own viewpoints. You know, just hashtag So Nigerian or hashtag Africalypso, tweets, whatever. Just make sure you drop your opinions. Come to our DMs too. Just, you know, at us, post, married people, those of you that are in that thing.
In that thing, okay. But yeah, I just feel like, especially in the West, like there's this idea of like finding the person that completes you and et cetera. And I think that's also a mistake because love is nice and everything, but I don't think it's actually what is going to sustain a marriage over years and years and like people like changing and etc. So I think that's also not really what marriage should be like built.
I agree with you, Matilda. I agree with you.
Love should be like the foundation, like.
But I think it's more of like friendship love than like it's really nice when you're all googly eyed at each other and everything. But I think that will fade over 20
you
years
know
what,
you
and
know what, so much TikToks.
I don't know.
Definitely.
But then, I mean, what do you guys think? Okay, that aside, like, it just makes me remember. What do you think is a marriageable age? You know, like, okay, you know, this kind of marriageable, oh, this person is, you know, I'm ready. When do you know you're ready for marriage? Like how'd you just know that you're ready?
I don't think it's an age. I don't know. What do you guys
think? No woman, I think. What? I feel like you need to be financially stable years old. So,
Money
will solve a lot of issues and
there's some people that have this reason that when you marry, like there are people you marry that money will come. Like they just feel like medicine. The way like this
older generation too.
Wait, they believe that there's people you marry that will make you rich.
You know this kid thing of okay, we didn't have anything when we were married. Like, like they'll grow together to become rich, have everything.
Yeah.
Most of our parents actually did that, you know, they didn't have anything.
Yeah.
See, I want my marriage to be on Bella Ninja, popping married, buy yachts, everything. So, like, I need to have money. Yeah. It needs to be everything. We'll do it on the sea, land, air, everywhere. Yes. So the money has to be there. And I don't want to do this kind of, you know, this kind of people that do this kind of, oh man.
Is that an unrealistic expectation though? Because like, then are you going to now be 40 or something? Because I don't know where you are financially. Let me not speak for you.
I'm an upcoming billionaire. And see, Forbes 30 under 30 soon. But I'm just saying, like, you know, money has to be there, you know. Money is a very big factor before you, like, consider that, okay, you're ready for marriage. Personally, I feel so. No woman in our generation now will marry that, okay, we want to grow together.
Why do you think that blah, has blah. Changed, though? Like, in our,
what you
like,
don't think that has changed?
If you tell your mom, oh, I'm seeing someone or something as a woman, your mother can ask you, Sholo, does he have money? Like, what does he do? You know, just wants to know his financial, you know, where he is financially before. Those kind of things. You can't come and say, nobody, it's not Nollywood movie that you'd be saying, it's just a teacher. He's a public school teacher. Hey, is that what you want to marry? Like, your parents start telling you, but if you say, oh, he's an investor or something, like he works in the oil company or something, you know, you're the way your mother will look, she will love him. She hasn't even seen him. She merely should love him. But when you say he's a teacher in the public school, she's already like, you love him, Abby. You know, like, but if you say he works in the tech bro or something, your mother really like, tell me more. Like, you know, the enthusiasm will be there.
I'm screaming.
Wait, Hadiza, why do you think that hasn't changed?
Why do I think that hasn't changed?
Yeah, because I thought you said you think it hasn't.
I'm not sure, actually. I felt that it was still kind of the same. But anyways, I don't really know that many... I know people who are like, who are in a relationship that it's not like they're, I don't want to say their financial standing. I don't know their financial standing really, but I've seen relationships across the board. Like, I think if you're dating someone who's basically your peer, for the most part, like, they might not necessarily be set, not all the time, right? You know, sometimes they might be, but then I don't know. I just didn't think that it's changed.
Maybe it's a Canada thing. Nigeria, like, I don't know. Again, we don't live in Nigeria. Dami and Isaac, please tell us. But I feel like relationships are much more transactional.
Definitely. If you don't have money now, as a guy, or more, to find a babe that will be like,
find, loyal. You get that, be ready, oh, loyal, okay, hard. Ready to marry.
Someone was just telling me today that they know someone that his girlfriend broke up with him after 4 years because he didn't get her an iPhone. So, 4 years for.
See, let me come from that babe's perspective. Now, she's probably seeing this guy and saying, you cannot buy me an iPhone after 4 years.
4 years,
you're probably not moving
sense.
Forward financially, like sense. Your capacity. You get like, this man is, you get like, now imagine I'm marrying for 10 years. You cannot buy after 4 years then.
The truth is, when the social media age, so like, people are seeing what other people's boyfriends are doing because babes are posting on TikTok. And on Twitter,
I don't even think it's about that, to be honest. I don't think it's about that, to be honest.
There's that, like that pressure.
Obviously, that adds, but it's not it. Do you know what it is to know, like, you people, obviously, when you say, like, Adiza said about, okay, your pair, you know, both of you are actually, like, working together and everything. Like, even as a man, a man would want to, like, have a financially, you know, stable woman to an independent woman, and a woman that has something going on for her, in our days now. It's not like the other degeneration.
How many relationships in Nigeria have you seen where, like, oh, they are both like financially stable? I'm not talking marriage, I'm talking like, okay, our peers dating.
Just relationships. That, even up to dates?
Guy and girl?
I've seen a lot too.
Interesting.
I've seen a lot, you know, like where obviously, you know, there's some men that, you know, if a woman doesn't have something going on for her, if she's not like a rich woman or, you know, independent that works or something, they will never get into a relationship for marriage, into a relationship with that person. You know, I've seen that some men that are already that picky because they also want their future, so they don't want their kids to suffer. And you can't be, it's not like the olden days where women can be dependent on their husband alone. You know, women need to, you know, women these days are already like rich and already like working and they're already smarter, they're already more intelligent. It's not like those days that when the husband dies, they start struggling, mm-hmm. you know, that kids start
it's crazy suffer. Because I feel like that changes the dynamics of marriage in our generation. I saw a statistic that like in, was it 2020 or something, there was like, was it an 18 or 14% rise in divorce in Nigeria and stuff like that? But I think it might have something to do with the fact that like things are changing a little bit, especially between like the dynamics between husband and wife. Yeah. And I think we're kind of still approaching it from or taking advice from our parents' generation, where a lot of this stuff isn't necessarily applicable in our day-to-day now. So like where, as you said, like the women have their own things. You can't have the same dynamic when one person is financially dependent on the other person and in another relationship where they're both financially buoyant. Do you get, like, it can't be the same relationship. You can't apply the same principles.
I don't think things have really changed. Like,
you don't?
Okay. I think they're still, I think now, like from what I've seen, I'm not saying from Daniel's perspective, but like from things I've seen, like, I think there's still a lot of dependence from like the female side. You can see people go into marriage even when the babe doesn't have a job, like she'll just be sit at home mom or something. Like there's still that comfortability.
Why'd you say just? And why'd you say sit at home, not stay at home? No, but they say it's kind of a job though.
It's actually a job, but like it's not.
It's not bringing financial like contribution into the household, is what you're saying.
Like women being at home?
Yeah.
What if they have kids and then they're taking care of the kids? Isn't that kind of work? No?
Yeah, like,
I guess he's talking, he doesn't think the dynamics have actually changed, that he's still seeing a lot of stay-at-home moms, which is like similar to our parents' generation.
Like, they're not yet moms, like stay-at-home
wives.
No, not kids.
Yeah.
Basically, like into the marriage, like into the we're about to get married. I know this thing, like, you know when the pressure for marriage sets in for a guy, when a guy has a nice house, two cars, stable job, is rich. That's when you know.
That's very specific. Two cars.
You know, that's when your mother. That's when his mother starts saying, "Yeah, my wife remain." You know, like they start. That's when pressure actually comes to him. Like, okay, now I start looking for somebody to marry. But then when he was struggling to get those two cars, I was to get a stable job, get money. They don't really disturb him because they need him. When they now see that, okay, yes, now it's financially buoyant. That's when they start bringing, wife factor. Now it's, you know, to get. But a woman doesn't need to have a house, car, anything before, like, they already start pressuring her. But like the pressure that a man, like the financial factor for a man is stronger, like it's much more, is more for a man than, you know.
But I think it's because like I guess that goes back to what I'm saying, like that our parents are still approaching marriage from their point of view, where today women are much more in the workforce and stuff like that. So if they are pressuring you to, like, for example, if your values in marriage don't involve being a stay-at-home wife or mom, it doesn't make sense for you to get married as early as they want you to get married. Because your priorities also involve like your career, right? So it's that's why I said I think we're setting up ourselves up for failure when we take, like, not that we shouldn't take any advice from the older generation or anything, but kind of filter it through the dynamics of their own generation's marriages versus ours. Because if you just take everything from them and then it's not applicable in your own generation's like dynamics of marriage, then it's setting up yourself, like, for failure.
People are smarter now, like the women are smarter now. They're not thinking backward, you know, they're moving forward, because that's why most of the older generation women, when their husband dies, they're struggling, you know, because this, when they are, if they had something going on for them.
Wait, this is not to older women, please. No, I think there's a reason for that. It was a system, not really that they were dumb or anything. But
exactly. So, you know, like, I have a female friend, she says almost she needs to get her life sorted out. You know, she needs to be earning 8 figures in Naira before she can even start thinking about marriage. Because what if things don't end up going well? You enter the marriage and then you have to now be the one, you know, maybe things just suddenly goes bad for the husband and then now should actually be the bread. Their families are women and the breadwinner.
Don't even get married.
Yeah, there are people that do not want to get married, obviously. Yeah, but that one is another topic. That one is another segment.
What, not even if you don't want. Like sometimes you want to get married, but what if you don't find the right person?
Yeah, like another thing too with that independent woman P. Some men don't like to marry women that are richer than them, you know, that kind of male. She earns more than me, something. Or you see when women try to like try and lower themselves just to like make the man feel good, try and like look less successful, just you know, that and kind of like let's
for your white slippers.
That kind of P, like they just try just to, like let the male ego. You know, like, okay, it happens a lot in Nigerian culture. I've seen it.
You know, that's why you say like women owning the houses that their husband is paying rent.
Oh, yeah.
And the husband doesn't know.
No way. Like, yeah. Real story for real. Yes.
Yeah.
I watched one short movie.
Queen Move.
I watched one short movie on YouTube where, like, okay, they kidnapped that kid. Two young couple, they kidnapped their kid. So like, they obviously like she's a career-driven woman, but I don't think the guy knows exactly how much she earns. But you know, she still performs her motherly and wife duties. You know, so they kidnapped the kid and then they demanded for 15 or 20 million. Yeah. So the guy was like, the man was like, all he has is 5 million. Where is he going to get it? 15 million? Like he just assumed. What do you have? He asked his wife, thinking she said like 1 million or 2 million. Like, what do you have with you? Blah blah. The woman just said, I can drop the 20 million. You see, I was shocked.
No
the man
way.
Was like, the man was shocked that. So, I mean, I've been struggling. Like, he bought her a car, the car she drives, bought her everything. Like, you can say, was shocked that she had that kind of money. You know, she works and she earns that much money. So, they're like richer women that just try and succumb just because they want their man to, you know,
what's the
feel
purpose
to,
of that, though?
It's the society, it's the culture.
I'm a strong believer of, like, I know I say all of this, but when I was in Nigeria, I was very quiet. But I am a strong believer of, like, I think we are the ones that kind of set what culture is. So if things are changing, it's better that you just accept that things are changing and move accordingly than try to fit into, like, the old mold. And then what kind of precedents are you setting if you're going into a marriage acting like you have less money than you do? I think it's also another thing that sets you up for failure.
You know that thing of, you know, it's one thing about men at the head of the household. You know how they believe in that thing. So they always like, in the culture, you always have like, you know that kind of thing, like the husband has to be the head. The husband has to be the richer one. That's the way we are programmed as Nigerians. You know, it's bad, but that's how it was. That's how it is. For you know that woman that had 20, bro, she could drop the whole 20 million. So you just imagine how shocked, like he bought her a car, like he literally the one. So he thinks that she's not like you know that. So she would just be shocked, you know. Now that it's time to distress call, like their kid is kidnapped, ransom. She dropped the whole money. So the man was just like, wow. He's like, I don't even know my wife. Like, where did you keep this money? Like, how? So if it happens to me, I'll be so shocked because like that means she must have been living low-key life.
I even saw one situation where the woman was going to pay children's school fees, but she would have to send it to the husband's account.
So he
like
can pay.
Like,
yeah, just have that feeling of okay, head of household, blah blah blah. It's the same thing like when two people are dating that the woman will give the and then the guy will hide the card, collect the woman's card and then drop it as soon as you're paying for the thing.
My people are suffering. What? Anyway.
So like that's why like most independent women find it hard to even find someone to marry in Nigeria. So like
I guess it's a culture. It's just our culture. But I still feel like we define our culture. But as we wrap up the topic, I really just had one concluding question.
Okay.
We asked this at the beginning. Do you think it's still a valid concept? And like, do you buy into this concept? Is marriage a thing that you want to do in the future?
Yeah, you know, regardless of...
And why, I guess.
I think now, I see marriage as like, it's just continuity. Like, it's just, you reach a certain stage in life, you just have to do it. It's not as if it's
you have
necessary.
To.
Yeah, just,
if you don't, if you don't have to, You don't have to, actually, Isaac. You don't have to.
I mean,
you want to ensure continuity. You want to ensure continuity of your family name, of your family, of your genes, of your people. Maybe that's why you want to marry, you know. But aside that, me personally, yeah, marriage is a beautiful thing. Let's put aside the bumps and the from ups the and every other thing. From the inside,
Isaac, who hurt you?
I've not been inside yet, but you know, I've spoken to people that have been inside. You know, listeners too. If you have been inside, come and tell that is a beautiful thing. You know,
I think we need to hear more positive news from marriage, because I feel like in our culture we actually hear more negative things. I would actually love to hear more positive stories from marriage, to be very honest.
So, listeners, are you people listening?
Married listeners, Ejo.
You people that are inside, because of the outside now, I don't have an opinion again. Imagine. But then, from the outside, me personally, yeah, I've seen young couples, I've seen married people, I've seen my parents, you know. And, you know, to me, yeah, marriage is a beautiful thing, you know. And let's not just put aside all the negative and everything, bad things that happens and everything. If you find someone you love, that you people are financially stable, you know, you can ensure continuity and procreation with that person. You people can tolerate each other. You understand each other perfectly well. Even if the imperfections, we always make it perfect, yeah. But then if you find that person that you can see you being with that person for the rest of your life, then, you know, I want to experience marriage. I want to be married, you know, those kind of things. It's a beautiful thing. So I feel like, aside, you know, procreation and all of that, I just want to feel that, you know, feel that, okay, you love someone to the extent that you want to marry and spend the rest of your life with that person.
Mm.
It's a beautiful thing, I beg.
Hadiza?
You're asking if I want to get married or if marriage is still valid?
Yeah, like both. Do you think it's still, like, valid? Like, do you think it still makes sense in our culture, in the world? And then does it make sense to you to the extent that you also want to be married in the future?
So I'd say I think marriage still makes sense. For me, I think marriage makes sense only if I find the right person. So I'm perfectly fine with never getting married or having kids. But I think if I do find the right person, then I will get married. If it happens to fall within my biological clock time, then I'll have kids. If it doesn't, then I won't have kids. That's how I see it.
You can adopt even.
Yeah. If exactly. Kids are really what you want to do. Yeah. Because that's exactly. Another conversation entirely. But I guess you answered a question that I actually also wanted to ask, because I know, Dami, like in your answer, you kept saying, like, if I find the right person, what if you don't?
Do you know, I've never thought about that too.
No way.
What if neither of you guys can have kids?
Isaac, wait, let's revisit what Isaac just said. What is there ever really a right person? Can you explain that, please?
Yeah, because like you meet someone you like and you might just eventually get bored. It's just a cycle.
Wait, what?
I didn't hear that actually.
He said it's a cycle, you know, you might meet somebody you like and then years later you just eventually get bored.
No, really, it's who hurt cycle. You, Isaac? I have so many questions.
Because I don't think boredom is enough for me to quit marriage.
Like, yeah, me neither.
But then, that's his own thinking. Women, be scared of him. Because...
Oh, come on.
So wait, Isaac, if you say that you are going to get bored, but you still believe... I think you approach it more of like marriage is just a thing that you do. Right?
Like, yeah, approaching as soon as like dating, like minor relationship.
No. It's just like, when I say is there really a right person, like, it's just like, you just have to like condition yourself to know that eventually I might just be tired of this person, but there just has to be something that will want to keep you in that relationship.
For you, the emphasis is actually the marriage rather than the person, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I guess. Okay. But Dami, we've given you enough time to think. What if you never find the right person, in quotes?
I'll find the wrong person and drag them to the right side.
Marriage must happen.
I'm not even going to lie yet. I actually do want to get married, so I hope I find the right person. Fingers crossed. Mm. So I don't want to think about the negative. I don't want to be, you know, I want to be optimistic.
Yeah,
I don't want to be pessimistic.
That's
I was asking something like, if you're not okay, you get married, and you find out that, so you can't procreate.
keep using this procreate thing. So you find adopt. Out it's actually her and not you. So you have the you have the power, but she doesn't have it. So you have the ability, but she doesn't.
I don't really like kids.
Okay.
What happened?
No, okay. We thought you were about to say I'm not going to lie. I'm a jackpot.
I'm
not going to lie. I'm not really like that much of a kids person. But obviously, like I want one or two. You know, one or two at least. So
you if say at least, happens, but you're not a kid person. But you say at least.
See, kids are beautiful, but then. Not that much of a kid. Kids. I don't know how you want me, but I want to have somebody that, okay, you know, shares behavioral patterns with me or looks like me, or I can just look at them and smile. Like, I can just hear them smile and laugh, and then it's brighten up my day. Mm. You know, it's just little things. They can be kids sometimes, but then, yeah, so I want to, you know, but if I find out that we can have kids of our own, can try adoption, Sha.
Yeah.
There are kids out there that need to be loved.
It's true. I think I'm a strong believer in adoption. I hope I can do that in the future. But
Adisa, do you believe in adoption? I feel like she does. I'm very, very sure she does.
Why do you... Wait, where is that coming from? As in, how do you know?
There was one comment you made about... what did you even say again? About if you don't find the right person, you don't marry you. And I'm like...
So what it is I recognize that when you are with the right person. No, you're right. You're correct. I recognize that when you're with the right person, you may want kids. But then having kids is never something that I've particularly been like, I want kids. Even for marriage, I've never really particularly been like, I want to get married, right? So I think it all really falls on finding the right person for me. And for me, there's no compromise, because for me, I think... I just want to get married and get it done with. I think what I need in my life is consistency. So if I'm going to be single, I'm going to be consistently single. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to be married, I will be consistently married. Not in between, like not one or the other. So not like both kind of thing. I don't know if that makes sense. Like not marriage and divorce or whatever. So that's why I have, like I've given thought to what it would be like not having kids. And I'm like, I mean, like you said, you guys said adoption. And though I would prefer to have a partner to adopt with and stuff like that, like, because it's just better for the child, I still feel like, so I'm not really like, you know, biological clock for me is not it's a theme, but it's not really a theme, because I'm like, it's not a pressure for me, because I've resigned to the possibility that I'm, might not have kids in this lifetime. Plus, what if I decide I'm trying to have kids and I can't actually physically have kids? Like, I've seen people go through that process, and as a kid, seeing like someone I know kind of go through that, I just, like, as a kid, I could feel her pain to some degree, and it got me thinking, oh, this could be me and stuff like that, and I wouldn't want to go through the same pressure she did. So I'm like, what if I can't even have kids then? What's the point? Like, all the pressure I would have put on myself to have kids from the start, what's the meaning? So it's kind of like, honestly, I just want to enjoy this life. Like, I don't want any kind of stupid marriage thing to affect me.
To be honest, I feel like it's the same for me. I don't think marriage is the emphasis, because I think growing up, and especially in Nigeria, I've seen too many examples of like bad marriages that honestly, when I was younger, I was so convinced like I wasn't going to get married and stuff like that. But I think growing older and just understanding that like as you age, there's a certain level of like companionship that you crave. And I think especially because of culture, marriage is kind of the natural progression of like a serious relationship. It's just culturally accepted in a way. And I'm not opposed to that. It just has to be, as Hadiza said, the right person. It can't just be a thing that I do just because it's time. That's just and I the why has to be like I have to consider the why very seriously rather than oh this is just a thing that like my culture or like other people require of me and stuff and I try to be conscious to know when like it's a pressure thing because I can't lie like when I was in Nigeria like my cousin got married and like I went for another one of our family friends introduction and etc and I just saw like how beautiful like I really appreciate our culture and just like seeing the cultural like part of it and I appreciate the beauty of it but then I had to like slap myself when I came back and be like okay reality is that it's not just about the wedding it's like the marriage you know so yeah, that's the summary.
Another form of Nigerian parents, what they use to pressure that their female children into marriages, they'll just be dragging them to every wedding they can find.
I can't like guess to you, Nigerian weddings are so lit.
That's so beautiful. Like,
they are so beautiful.
If your parents don't want to say, they just drag you to every wedding they can find. This kind of they just drag you to like you seeing the wedding, seeing how beautiful it is. You just your mind is mind games.
It's those an unconscious parents, thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're very smart. They know what they're doing. Nobody dragging me to any wedding. Very
smart. Okay. Dami has clocked on the tricks. That's so funny.
You get to, you know, when you are much younger, they will invite you to that much wedding. But then when you're of the age of marriage, they'll start, you know, they'll start dragging you. You come to this, inviting you. This thing is getting married. Some people you don't know. These parents.
Yeah, but that's our take on marriage, you guys. And it'd be nice to hear from other people, like, what your thoughts are on marriage and if it's still a valid concept to you guys. Because, like, I feel like in the West, a lot of people are opting out of marriage. But because of how, like, there's still an emphasis, a very huge emphasis on family in our culture, African and Nigerian, I think we're still very keyed into the concept of marriage and stuff. But let us know. And don't forget, Dami said it in the middle of the episode, but I'd love to hear stories from like happy marriages and everything.
I'm very sure there's so many opinions and so many contributions and suggestions into this topic. Because I know a lot of married people listen to this, and I know a lot of people that are being seriously pressured, you know, church pressure, society pressure, workplace pressure, bus conductor
the workplace
pressure.
Pressure is the funniest thing to me.
I'm not joking, you know, like, as we're saying, Happy New Year, this new year, this year, wife will be one bit, you know, say that's a joke, but then they know what they're doing.
It takes just so many jokes for it to get to you. Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, we understand too. So you can be listening to this episode and you're also going through the same thing. We are all going through the
support
same thing.
Group.
Yes. So, and then you can be married and you're very unhappy in that marriage.
Yeah.
If you can leave, if that person is not the right person, Hadiza will tell you how to find the right person.
Hadiza got you.
Yeah. I'm not saying you should leave your marriage because people cannot press to play from the middle or something. You can talk it out.
Yeah.
Marriage is a beautiful thing, I say.
I think so too. Before we go, actually, before we go, Dami, could you guys plug your podcast? Let us know about like what's your podcast about?
Yes, So Nigerian Podcast is a very, very unconventional podcast. It's a podcast about, you know, relatable things to an average Nigerian, you know, things that even if you're far away from home, you can use it to connect to home. Because there's one thing that is sure, there's no place like home. Our podcast just bridges the gap between you and your country, your culture, the lifestyle you could have lived if you're in Nigeria or if you're in Nigeria, and see how, you know, much different but still similar we are as Nigerians. So that's how our podcast will bring you into. So it's available on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Mac, Podbean, Pod, anything podcast,
Pod anything.
You can listen to us. Pod anything. Just make sure you subscribe, rate us, follow us on Nigerian Podcast at every social media platform. You can also, you know, if you have any question, if you're looking for how to get married, I'll help you get married.
Not that, please.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here and just doing this episode. And I honestly feel like we should have a part 2 because I know that we are not done. I know that I know we are not done. So, listeners, if you really want this part two, just disturb us, disturb Afrocalypso podcast, and disturb me. We'll make it work again. Okay. I trust Adiza and Matilda. They'll always be up for another episode.
We definitely are. Right. But thank you guys as well.
Thank you.
And yeah, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.